Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is a Monday. It is May the 14th, 2018. We have a live show for you on this Monday. Looking forward to giving that big up, happy born day to my man, Tony Parker, Anthony Parker, my man. Lifelong buddy, grew up with. Much love, much respect to you, brother. And so we're going to go ahead. Oh, shoot. What am I messed up? I messed up there by doing that. But everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And I'm going to tell you how you can do that. Very, very important before we get into today's show, because of without your support, this network is not able to exist and move forward. So definitely, before we get into today's show, everyone, please, please, please support the network. And you can do that by going to the website for this network, and that being blacktalkradionetwork.com, and then making a donation, a monetary donation to the network, so that the network can stay on air and continue to do what you have deemed as being necessary and relevant. Says without your support, Black Talk Radio Network goes dark because it's not promoting the overall agenda of the corporate propaganda and directive. So it is created for you. So you have to support it. We have to maintain it. And I had some things I need to take care of. I need to send Black Talk Radio Network my overall and got to do a little more this month. So I'll be sending Black Talk Radio Network something more. I need to do that, and I will be doing that this week. So please support the network. Necessary. So listen, you can also support the network by becoming a member in its social media network known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected as you would otherwise be by engaging in Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that other stuff. You can do that more secure with BTR Community, because your identity will never be sold to any bidder. It's not there for data mining, and it's a membership. So you can post things about yourself, your business, or things that you think need to have more public awareness, or things that you just think needs to get more attention. You can do that in BTR Community for only $24 a year. It has a free 30-day trial membership, so you can see how the platform works. It's the only place that I post. It's the only place that I will post. Especially in today's world. And we've been talking about this since we started. And then, you know, lo and behold, not too long after, we didn't know when it was going to happen or anything like that. We don't know. We try to just be on the forefront of things happening way before they happen, because when you're before things happen, that means that you can get a position of advantage or prepare in a way that will benefit you completely. We don't need things to happen right away overnight. But we understand that we definitely see things way before, and the bad thing about that is that you have to have some discipline to that. But there's other people that won't see it the way you see it, don't need them to see it the way you see it. The most important thing is that you know what's going on and are making the appropriate plans that will best benefit you, your family, and the overall community at large, for those that will be in your community. And I'm not talking about people that, you know, when I say your community, I'm talking about people that take a vested interest in you. It's not a community if you're the only one that is looking after the overall sustainability and the best interest. That is exploitation. Just because, and you know, people think because of one thing, we have the same last name, because we have the same, live on the same block, live in the same city, have the same this or same that. That qualifies you to be deemed as someone that you can resonate with. But that's not the case. It's people that have taken a vested interest in you, and you've taken a vested interest in them. That's where you can resonate together. Can't resonate with everyone. Gonna just, you know, we all know that, and we should know that, but just that is impossible. Can't resonate with everyone. So those that you can resonate with, then do that, and do it in a very, very sincere way, in a sincere manner, that everyone benefits. Now, you got a good community, okay? So BTR Community is where you can go, and you can do that by going to www.btrcommunity and sign up for the membership for $24 a year. It's all you'll pay. You get a 30-day trial membership first, and then after that, you would be able to give the $24. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, now's the time that you should be acquiring real money. I'm going to tell you, last November, October, 2017, I did a Tando radio show. I said it a couple of times on Tando radio show, talking about cryptocurrencies. I said I would be getting out of my cryptocurrency position. I will be liquidating 85 to 90% of my cryptocurrency position, regardless of where the cryptocurrencies were, regardless of how much and all of that other stuff. Well, I've actually done that, and I've done that for a reason, because of where we are. And I would suggest that you all look at, for me, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not a financial advisor. But for me, I just saw the appropriateness of it. And this was back in October, November. And I'm going to tell you why I did. And I told you back in October, November, way before that, I would be doing that right after just before the Winter Olympics in February, and going into the Winter Olympics, and definitely by the time the Winter Olympics were over. And I wanted to be as early as I possibly could have been in that, and the reason why was because I didn't like where the overall global geopolitical signals that were being given, and what that really meant. And so now, as we are, in my opinion, even though it's not being reported, I think there's definitely a media blackout or a media censorship as to what's really going on over in the Middle East. World War III has already started and is only going to continue to expand and implode and explode. So I wanted to be in front of that long enough, regardless of, I wasn't trying to look at leaving cash on the table, or some people would say money on the table, because there was never any money on the table. It was only currency. And I wanted to get whatever could be gotten from there and then come out of that and move to something that was more secure, especially from war. Because once this war starts to expand itself, believe me, it is going to go cyber. It's going to go cyber. So I just wanted to tell you that, in my opinion, even though there are some things, the only thing that really matters, because the war started, is not currency, everyone, is money. You should be moving into money as much as you can. You could do that by exchanging some of your coupons or Federal Reserve notes for real money. You could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, checking out what's in inventory there, and then actually purchasing and acquiring the metals via Prosperity Mint. And when you do that, check out the inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com. Once you do that, just let them know that you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will contact you. Trust me, it's for your best benefit and in your best interest that you do that, okay? So just wanted to give that announcement. I said this a while ago, and I will continue to say it. So want you all to be in a position, you know, do your own due diligence. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling you. I don't know any insider stuff or all of that. I don't need to know that. I just look at some of the things that's going on in the world and going on in the overall controlling and subjugation, and can kind of see what the overall direction and what the plan is to against the people. So I just wanted you all to know, and then for you to be in a better position. So take that for what it's worth, and you know, do it as you may. So I'm just letting you know what I did and why I did it. All right. So now I'm gonna jump into, let me get going here. What am I gonna do? Okay, today's show. Today's show is why exiting the Iran deal ensures world war, or ejection from global, or the U.S. ejection from global relevancy. And most likely both. That's today's show. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. So we're going to jump into what's in the news and get into today's show. First article, I posted this one from counterpunch.org. If Europe wants to remain on the world stage, it must resist Trump on Iran. Definitely check out that article. Very, very important. Another article I got from Russian Insider. With Merkel backing Putin, could save the Iranian deal. The Iran deal with Merkel backing Putin could save the Iran deal. And that is also going to save the Iranian deal and break up NATO and establish another global significant ally that will be moving in with the BRIC nations going forward, in my opinion. Definitely, definitely that. Another thing, this one I got from Yahoo. Hawaii issues warning of explosive eruption, a volcano, as the 18th fusion opens up. Now, I guess there was a very, very significant eruption today that was shooting lava hundreds of feet in the air. So there are some very, very telling signs of, from this is what some of the seismic, the volcanists and the scientists that are supposedly looking at this, and Hawaii Civil Defense Agency announced that an 18th fusion had opened up on Sunday. I'm not sure what it is today. It may have been another one today, but I know that there was a significant lava explosion that's going on now, and they expect a larger one. And I said in my commentary, I said the tsunami from a huge eruption, which fractures off a large mass, a large landmass plus an earthquake from the eruption. The eruption could actually cause seismic activity and cause an earthquake. That rises the seafloor. An additional wave water displacement tsunami would be an epic event the U.S. couldn't recover from at all. If those tsunamis or one big tsunami from that struck the U.S. Pacific coast. So, you know, there could be a tsunami from the land fracturing off, falling into the ocean. That will cause a very, very sizable tsunami that would be traveling upwards of in and around over 400 miles per hour. That's faster than a commercial jet. Jet going from Los Angeles to Hawaii. And if the eruption caused seismic activity and caused a sea floor displacement, where the sea floor pushes up or pushes up, and it causes them to place the water that way, the overall, those two tsunami together or back-to-back separate, those tsunamis, who knows how tall that they could be. And if they happen to go towards the and they go to the coastal areas of the United States, the destruction that they could wage would be huge, absolutely huge. And I would say the U.S. would never recover from that. So check out that article. Next article from RT, Russia Insider. U.S. may sanction EU companies who trade with Iran. The celebrity figurehead U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said, man, this is why I had to do this show today. Talk about this and what that means for you and what can be looked at. Next article, I got this from express.co.uk. France and Germany split over Eurozone as division over Trump's Iran sanctions escalate. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. You are a terror state, Erdogan said. Israel pushing region into a war. The celebrity figurehead president of Turkey accused Israel of using unnecessary aggression in Syria and blaming Tel Aviv for pushing the entire region towards full-scale war. Yes, and I will definitely say the Hitler state of Israel, through the Zionist agenda, they have become what historically what they had to endure. They are now, in my opinion, not Israel, but the Hitler state of Israel, because of what they are practicing there. And this thing is going to, it's a powder keg. It is going to continue to cause massive problems for everyone involved, and not good at all. So check out that article. I thought it was pretty significant with Erdogan. Had said in regards to that. So true. Next article, got this from West Point, Illinois Financial News. Three Chicago Fed says, economists say they know how to tax Illinoisans fleeing pension liabilities. Check out that article. Bad situation pension-wise globally, particularly here in the United States. Ain't going to happen. Next article, got from Press TV. Iran, Russia, Turkey discussing Syria after Israeli strikes. So they're all coming together, and this is going to be the purge of the U.S. is going to be bad. Next article I got from oilprice.com. Higher oil price look likely. Hey, think so? Yes, check out that article. Next article, got this one from Reuters. Facebook suspends 200 apps over data misuse in their overall investigation. And my commentary to that is, everyone here should just suspend Facebook accounts. We should just suspend our Facebook accounts, in my opinion. Check out that article. Next article from Foundation Radio, U.S. prepares for new embassy in Jerusalem today. Check out that article. Next article from, got this one from Global Times. China's first home-built aircraft carrier embarks on first sea trials. Check out that article. Next article, good one from RT International. Foundational Radio said 21 trillion lost, largest theft in history buried under the guises of U.S. national security. Check out that article. Very true. Next article comes from The Guardian. Headless robot dog to go on sale in 2019. Next article wasn't an article, a YouTube video. I posted the YouTube video of China's first first aircraft country, well, national aircraft carrier that was built in the country. Check out the overall sea trial YouTube videos. Next article, I got this one from my man Dutch Sense. Dutch Sense does a great job with all the volcanism, with some of the volcanism and the seismic activity throughout the world. Great, great stuff. And it was a small piece of it. It was talking about Hawaii. Definitely want to know that. Next article got from Press TV. Israel kills dozens of Palestinians on Gaza day of raids. Israel troops have opened fire on Palestinians. And the last I saw that the count of who was killed was over 50 people were killed in the clashes that's going to be erupted today and into to tomorrow, which is the overall anniversary of the day in May the 15th, 1948, 70 years ago. The overall Hitler state of Israel started their overall terror against people on this planet, and that was done 70 years ago. Check out that article. Next article from BBC, British bad criminals. Trump's delegates arrived in Israel yesterday. Celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner have arrived in Israel. Check out that article ahead of the opening of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem that they opened up today, in coinciding with the overall protest that is done, the Gaza Day protest is done annually in response to Israel stealing that land and the overall murderous tactics that have been done, used since then, and now are expanding into global, into regional and global war that will expand into global nuclear war one, in my opinion. Next article, Raj posted this one from RT International. Iran drops the dollar. Others tried and were bombed. It's all about the banking. Check out that article. Next article, the conversation. Raj posted this one. Earthquake science could have predicted North Korea's nuclear climb down. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from the Mint Press News. Predictions of false flag Temo attack in Syria fits U.S. escalation plans. Yeah, and there's going to be more false flags and attacks that's going to be coming, definitely that. Also from Mint Print, Raj posted this. America accounts for half of the world's military spending. And we talked about that Friday. And this is everything that's going on is just ridiculous, ridiculous. And the overall path is going to be very, very bad for those here. Our next article, Raj, got this from Mint Press as well. This week could see even more Palestinians slaughtered in conflict with Iran. Check out that article. Next article from Mint Press, Raj, got this. These should be the end times of the American patriotism. Yep, totally, because there's nothing more than idol worship. Definitely agree with that. And then Raj posted this one from Mint Press, and he says, Dave, boo-boo is about to hit the fan, big bruh. Yeah, right, so true. The unintended and irreversible consequences of Trump's Iran deal gamble, and that's some of the things that we're going to be looking at today. So definitely jump in on the conversation. Then Raj posted a lot of good stuff from Ask Prepper. Check that stuff out. And we're going to get going into today's show. Anytime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, just give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And just want to say big ups to my man Otis there. And Sister Strategic Melanin also posted a real good article about what's going on in the overall Gaza Day. Excuse me. The Gaza Day events where Israel is actually just shooting and killing these people that's there. And this is all a part of the global war, y'all. So check out. She posted it this just inside of BTR community. I don't know when she posted it, but some good stuff there. So check out some of those things. And so we're going to get going in today's show. Let me just set up here. Excuse me, y'all. A little sleepy, a little tired. So we're going to get going here. All right. So let me see. Oh, I missed the article. Rise posted this one from Mint Press. Most foreign envoys rejects Israel's invitation to Jerusalem's embassy celebration. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. This is the purge. So let me get set up. It was something that I wanted to do. And, man, what was it? All right. It'll come to me. So we're going to jump into today's show. Like, let me give you just once again the number to call, 704-802-5056. If you never called in before calling, we'd love to hear from you what you think, how you're preparing, but we definitely need to take a look at this and what this means, okay? So let me jump into an article real quick. Let me just say this real before we get into today's show and why it's so significant. You've heard about the Iranian deal that was canceled by Trump and everything else and all that was said. We played all of that. This is how you start a war. And this is, in my opinion, being purposely done for the reason of starting a war that will give plausible deniability to destroying the economy. What they say is the largest economy in the world, which is not. This, in my opinion, that's been China for a very, very long time. Much more than just the three years that there was just murmuring about it. It's been probably that way for longer than that. But for definitely the past three, four years, China has been the number one economy. And I actually do think that the EU's economy may even be bigger than the U.S.'s economy. And the thing is that the U.S. is a paper tiger because it puts so much emphasis on its paper coupons, meaning it has no real punch. And the only thing that was able to keep people at bay and to keep was ignorance, one. And two, confidence, and three, fear of the U.S. military. Well, the world is not ignorant to what the plans of the Western bankers are, using the U.S. currency and the U.S. Geopolitical influence, and they blow off confidence in its main hegemony states, that being the dollar. And the military is very easily the military is not able to threaten and be able to scare people into submission anymore, because the military can actually be dealt with militarily. And because of that, that changes the dynamics of so many things. And so I just wanted to say that before we get going, and what that, and to me, that is very critical, because that simply means that you and I are about to get played. And get played for the reason that it's time for the U.S. to actually lose all of this position, and they redistribute that overall perception, that facade of economic significance, economic wealth, and economic power to another part of the planet, so that the system of subjugation and enslavement can go unharmed and go unrecognized and unnoticed and unchallenged being the most. And this is how you do it. You put the whole world on a chessboard, and that chessboard is the relative pieces and their positions dictates who controls the board. So just wanted to say that before we get started. But let's take a look at some of the things about, I want to read an article, and this one comes from RT International. It says, U.S. may sanction EU companies who trade with Iran, Bolton said. The U.S. National Security Advisor, John Bolton, has said the U.S. could sanction European companies that continue to trade with Iran following the Trump administration's decision to withdraw from the Iranian deal. I'm going to tell you something. Fools are always arrogant. Fools are always arrogant. And the reason why they are fools is because they think something that is not true. Think they could do something. They think something exists is not true. And there is an arrogance. And the system is playing this so right because the system knows that if they will just drum up the emotional connection to things, and they'll be able to control your will. Nothing more arrogant than the U.S. taking the initiative to invoke itself on the world when the world doesn't need you, doesn't want you, and start to is able to defend themselves. And now, instead of just going off in the sunset and actually getting out of the way of what you are no longer privy to or wanted at, and there's a reason why, because of the character and the conduct that you displayed during. Instead of just letting it go by and being over with it, arrogantly going to try to force themselves. Now, you know what? Let me get this John Bolton. It's real short. I want you to hear this and then come back, and we need to really, really talk about this stuff, because it is real important. I'm going to post it inside of, let me just pull this YouTube video up. And it's real, real short. I meant to, sorry y'all, should have had this already. And I did, I thought about it and then did something else and forgot about it. And y'all know my daggone internet gets kind of shaky right around Tando Radio Show time to start the show. But let me, that'll pop up. Let me get back to, let me read this article from RT today, what National Security Advisor Bolton said. The rash here, it goes on. Let me just hit this again. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has said the U.S. could sanction European companies that continue to trade with Iran following the Trump administration's decision to withdraw from the Iran deal. Bolton made the remarks during an appearance on CNN, a.k.a. Cerebrally Naive Network, State of the Union yesterday, Sunday, asked if Trump would hit the EU with sanctions for continuing to deal with Iran. Bolton said it's possible. It depends on the conduct of other governments. Who in the world? I really don't see how they think this is possible to threaten folks this way. But that's the plan. Let me pull this up. I want you to hear this for yourself. It's only going to take me a second. And I say all this because these are some of the things that really, really do matter when it comes to why we should be preparing interview for what's coming, because once it starts to unfold, you ain't going to be able to get out the way. ain't going to be able to get out the way. So I'm going to pull this up real quick and then hear it, and then we could come back to it. Oh, man. You on sanctioning. Sorry about that. Okay, so let me see if I can pull this up real quick. Hopefully, yep, here it is. All right, so it's a little long. It's one day ago. It's about 16 minutes long. I'm going to post this in here, but we won't play the whole thing. I definitely want you to hear this dude, and so you can hear for yourself, because even me reading it, you pick up so much more. So I'm going to post this here for Scotty. And it's just we could just hear him in the first part of it, Scotty. That would be cool. And while you do that, I'm going to finish reading. Just let me know when you're ready, because I do want you to hear it so you can pick up the voice deflection,
It took a decade of worldwide sanctions against Iran to get Iran to come to the table to make this deal, which I know you and the president feel is inadequate. Can you explain to me how you're going to be able to get Iran to agree to a new, tougher deal without the participation in sanctions of China and Russia and Europe?
Well, I think you have to start first with the fundamental deficiencies of the deal itself. It would not stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. Quite the contrary, it provided cover for Iran to continue its efforts. And if it had continued, it would have given Iran extraordinary economic benefits without any guarantees of Iranian performance. So the rationale for getting out of the deal is that it was contrary to American national security interest when we entered into it, and it hadn't gotten any better with age.
Can I just poke for 1 second? When you say it provided cover for them to create a nuclear program, you're talking about the sunset provisions that allow Iran, I'm just seeking clarity here, that allow Iran in 7 or 8 years to commence again a nuclear energy program?
Well, I think the sunset provisions were clearly a mistake, but I think Iran had never made a strategic decision to give up nuclear weapons. I think it was testing the limits of the deal's provisions, exceeding them in some cases. Its ballistic missile program, which continued essentially unchecked, was proof that what they were seeking was delivery systems for the nuclear weapons. So the president has to make a decision where America's national interests lie, and it did not lie in continuing this deal. Now, the consequence of the United States getting out of it is to reimpose all American sanctions as they were before the deal came into effect. And I think what we've seen is that Iran's economic condition is really quite shaky, so that the effect here could be dramatic. And I think there's another important point here that the president has made. Because of the deal, Iran was able to take advantage of turmoil in the region to advance its interest all across the Middle East, in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen, so that the consequences of being able to sell Iranian oil without restriction on the international market were providing them resources not just for their nuclear program, not just as the world's central banker of international terrorism, but conventional hostilities across the region as well.
Okay, so I take your point on that, but still, the United States imposing economic sanctions is a far cry from the United States and China and Russia and Europe imposing economic sanctions. The U.S. essentially, at least as of now, going it alone. How will that force Iran back to the table?
But we're not going it alone. We have the support of Israel. We have the support of the Arab oil-producing monarchies and many others. And the consequences of American sanctions go well beyond goods shipped by American companies. Because of our technology licenses to many other countries and businesses around the world, as those sanctions kick in, it will have an even broader effect as well.
So President Trump said this week that, quote, any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. Is the United States going to sanction European companies that do business with Iran?
I think the issue here is what the Europeans are going to do. If they're going to see that it's not in their interest to stay in the deal, we're going to have to watch what the Iranians do. They'd love to stay in the deal. Why shouldn't they? They got everything they wanted from the Obama administration. But I think the Europeans will see that it's in their interest ultimately to come along with us.
With all due respect, I've been speaking to European diplomats, and that's not the impression I get.
That's not the impression now.
They say they're going to stay in the deal.
And they may try to do so, in part because I think despite the complete consistency of President Trump in his opposition to the deal, opposed to it as candidate Trump, opposed to it as President-elect Trump, opposed to it as President Trump, many people, including apparently former Secretary of State John Kerry, thought that we never would get out of it. Now, I don't know how to explain why people could miss what the president was saying. So I think at the moment there's some feeling in Europe that they're really surprised we got out of it, really surprised at the reimposition of strict sanctions. I think that will sink in, and we'll see what happens then. The president's very clear. He wants to discuss the larger threat posed by Iran around the region. And this is what he discussed with President Macron. He's talked about it with Chancellor Merkel. He's talked about it with Prime Minister May. Not just Iran's nuclear threat now, the threat in the future, the ballistic missile programs, and the instability that Iran is causing around the region.
But with all due respect, I didn't get an answer to the question. Is the U.S. going to impose sanctions on European companies that continue to do business with Iran?
I think I did give the answer.
Well, we'll see.
The answer is it's possible. It depends on the conduct of other governments.
Okay. You've repeatedly pushed, before you were National Security Advisor, for regime change in Iran. I know that that is not the current position of the United States government, but are you behind the scenes pushing for it to become the position of the United States government, regime change?
Look, let me make a general subject on that statement that I've made on other competing networks of yours. I've written and said a lot of things over the years when I was a complete free agent. I certainly stand by what I said at the time, but those are my opinions then. The circumstance I'm in now is that I'm the national security advisor to the president. I'm not the national security decision maker. He makes the decisions, and the advice I give him is between us.
Is it fair to anticipate that the advice you're given is matched with the advice that you gave the United States when you were a free agent?
See my previous answer.
Well, let me ask you about another thing that you've pushed for in the past, which is a preemptive strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. What might prompt such a preemptive strike by the U.S. government?
Same question, same answer.
Well, this is not theoretical. I mean, it's possible that Iran is going to resume its nuclear weapons program given the United States withdrawing from the deal, a warning to the Iranians about what they cannot do without risking a preemptive strike is certainly within your current bailiwick.
Right. But I'm not going to speculate on what those steps might be. The president has, I think, very clear policies now, both with respect to North Korea and Iran. Those are the policies we're pursuing.
Just yesterday, an Iranian military commander told reporters that Trump's decision would, quote, speed up the annihilation of Israel. No.
Okay. All right, Scotty. Thanks a lot. I just wanted to for everyone to hear this lunatic, and this is a sociopath working for psychopaths, and everything that this guy said is completely blood drenched colonization, manipulation, subjugation, and enslavement of people throughout the world. And talked about that Iran was selling its revenue of oil to develop its nuclear program. Well, what did the U.S. do with their nuclear program, with their Manhattan project? Not only did they sell stuff to get it, they also made they told the people in the United States that they had to give up all the silver that they had and give it to the U.S. government. In order for the, and didn't tell them what it was for. They told them to give up all of the silver. That's why back in the day, people used to have silverware. Now ain't nothing silver about the utensils you use to eat food with, and it's actually poisonous. Gave up their silver in order for the U.S. government to create nuclear weapons that they would be using against people, and distinguishing that only by the different borders and regions of the world, but in policy having no distinguishable difference at all. These governments don't like you at all. They're there in place to control you. And you're talking about the U.S. Iran was using their overall funding to create nuclear armaments. When the U.S. does that in all of its armaments to create, and in all of its selling of things, all of its lopsided deals that benefit, and they steal resources, and they take those resources and they create a war paradigm so that they could have the biggest gun on the block and be, have the most efficient technology to use it to cripple other people's economy and make them cow down and bow down to them.
Hey, Dave, but he's lying, though. He's not even telling the truth. He, I mean, the Atomic Energy Agency, whichever it wants, they do the inspections, and they have inspectors there. And everybody else that's party to this agreement, the Europeans, the Russians, the Chinese, said that Iran had been adhering to the agreement. He's lying.
Yep. Yep. Even if Iran wasn't adhering to the agreement, what country in their right mind would allow the U.S., because of the conduct of the U.S., because of the conduct of the corporation of the U.S., not to want to be able to defend themselves from their overall decisions instead of being slave colonies and slave governments to them? It's ridiculous, but even let's take it from the standpoint of the agreement. The agreement is sealed. You agreed. Doesn't matter how unevenly yoked that is, that agreement is a contract. In all court, it doesn't matter what the U.S. says. You agreed. You have to stay. But see, they're saying that they've been creating nukes and everything else and doing all these things, and it's not in their best benefit and all this other stuff. I'm going to tell y'all, that's just hogwash to get to war. And that's what this whole thing is about. Here's why this is so significant. If you heard what he said, that what about European countries that do business with Iran? Are you going to sanction them? Because one of the things in pulling out of the deal, the U.S. started sanctioning Iran and increased sanctions, and they said they would sanction any country that does business with them. Who do you know that does business with them? How about the EU? How about Germany? Huge business with them. How about very, very critical, significant European countries? Now, by sanctioning Iran, now the U.S. would have to sanction Europe. Here's where the purge is going to come into play. And we told you a long time ago that this is going to be, we just didn't know exactly how it was going to play out. But it's playing out true to form to what we had said. The world was going to say, you know what? Enough is enough of the malevolent and aggressive nature of the United States. They're going to put them on trial on the global they're going to put them on the global court of opinion, and the U.S. is going to get convicted for all of the ubiquitous fraud that has been engaged in. And you got this dude. This guy, I forgot what that kid, that cartoon character when I was a kid. Heaton Riding. Cambone. Look just like that dude. Some of y'all older ones, y'all know exactly what I mean. So this is extremely dangerous. This is extremely dangerous. And it's extremely dangerous because now it is not only is it attacking Iran, it's attacking Germany, it's attacking Europe, it's attacking France, it's attacking it all. When we come back, I'm going to play out why that's so important and why that's significant. But we're not getting ready to go before, but listen to what he said. Question, Bolden made the remarks during an appearance on CNN that if Trump was to hit the EU with sanctions for continuing to deal with Iran, Bolden said, it's possible. This dude is ridiculous. What? This is why the whole, and see, he's the perfect, perfect representation of evil.
You know what, Dave?
That is going to be displayed globally. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even call him the National Security Advisor for the Trump administration. I would call him the Israeli security advisor. This dude is a Zionist agent if there was ever a Zionist agent. And I don't know for the life of me why the Bush administration did not charge this guy with espionage or traitor, whatever they could have came up with. Because when he was in the Bush administration, they had a debate on how they was going to deal with Israel and Palestine. And George Bush was for the two-state solution. And so whatever they were arguing, John Bolton's side lost. This dude going to call the Israeli prime minister and divulge those classified discussions to him and said, you ain't going to like what Bush said, and I urge you to call him, you know, trying to undermine, you know, Bush's cabinet. This dude ain't for Americans. This dude is a straight-up Zionist, and people should know that.
Yeah, it's always has been, and this is why he's pushing for regime change. This is why, and he's arrogant about it, completely arrogant about it. Completely arrogant. And I'm going to tell you, the rest of the world is not going to tolerate this. And it's going to be disclosed, and this is how the whole world is going to turn. This is how the Nazis became the target of the global opinion that we need to purge ourselves of them. Same thing is going to be happening here. This dude is one of the worst. And as Scotty said, he should have been charged with treason completely for giving away classified information. But see, you know what happened? In this country, there's a cowardice against the Hitler state of Israel, against the Zionist agenda because there's a cowardice because of the cult following that's here in the different religious community when it comes to the now Hitler state of Israel. And they don't want to touch it. Why? They condone it and everything else. And see, this is the thing about, this is how you get blind faith. They tell you that you're doing something that's moral, and no, the chosen people. What in the world? Boy, if that don't sound separatist and full of discrimination, the chosen people. You gonna let somebody tell you that they chosen over you? That's just like someone enslaved and say we enslave you because we're better than you. Well, what difference is that than white supremacy? There is none. But see, we buy it hook, line, and sinker because we're afraid. We cower to questioning. We cower to following the evidence. Because we think there's some eternal lockstep that we have to follow, but then we don't agree with what happens to it all. But we condoned it. We enabled it. We allowed it. Funded it, gave the energy to it. More important, the energy is more important than the funding, because the momentum of your energy is what ensures their free will. And it's completely disastrous. And it's evil. It's evil. And somehow people think that you're a part of the club because you have one religious preference or not. And that does not give you any inclusion into anything other than their overall demonic reign. And until we wake up to the conspiracy agenda, we'll always be subject to the conspiracy theory. But we don't have the overall fortitude to even ask the most important thing, questions. So, Bolden is able to reemerge unquestioned.
Hey, Dave.
Without accusations without proof of showing who he really is and what it's all about and what the overall purpose is being served.
Hey, Dave, and they also got their false prophets out there propagandizing, because I turned on the cable channel to some of the religious channels, man. Oh, and they yeah. loving it, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, how you gonna claim that you follow a Christ and you show me in Christ's teachings where it condones shooting down children after you then took land from people? You know, as we just imagine this. Let's say Chicago, the UN voted and said, hey, we're going to give Chicago to the Nation of Islam. And the Nation of Islam issued this edict that says, if you are not a member of the Nation of Islam, you got to get out Chicago. So all the families that are not Muslims, not members of the Nation of Islam, had to move out. They're forced out by the barrel of a gun. So they had these refugee camps outside of the city limits. And they say, hey, you know, this ain't right, man. They took this land a generation or two later. You know, those descendants say, this mm-hmm. ain't right what they did to us. And we're going to march back to our homes and what have you. And they don't, and they're doing it nonviolently without any arms, without, you know, any kind of military backing them or whatnot. And then the Nation of Islam sends out the Fruit of Islam to just gun these people down. That's what's happening right now in Gaza. That's what's happening.
Yep. That's the agenda. And that's the agenda. And see what they do. And it's so foolishly by people here, they create a fairy tale, the Star of David. There's no such, even biblically, there was no such thing as the Star of David. David didn't have no star.
Also, Dave, see, that's because, biblically speaking, now I know Iran gets a lot of heat for saying Israel shouldn't exist, but biblically it shouldn't exist. Unless you want to call the United Nations, Britain, and the United States God, or Jesus Christ the Messiah.
That's how you do
Because what? That's when that's it said, they, according to the Bible, now we're talking about the Bible, all right, which is what many of these people, you know, if you looked at the little ceremony they had at the U.S. Embassy. They had your John Hagee and this other crazy Zionist dude. But the Bible says that they were kicked out or they were dispersed all over the earth because they were disobedient to God, and that they would not be a nation again until the Christ comes back. This is what the Bible say and establishes his nation on earth.
Yep. So what does that tell you?
That Israel shouldn't even exist. That's what the Bible says.
Unless you're following the false prophets, which, in my opinion, a lot of religious sectors do, because they're not spiritual at all. At all.
I mean, whether you're a Christian or not, Dave, you know, and I'm not sitting up here saying everything is true or that's for people, individuals to discern. But I'm saying if they're going to use that narrative, they're going to use the Bible to justify it. Well, then they are inaccurately interpreting the Bible.
Yep. So well said, Scotty. Well said. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, want to finish this and what this really means and why it's so important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, even if you agree or disagree. But I'm going to tell you, this is going to affect you either way, because the people that want things to happen, they're committed to it, and they're practicing their will to make that happen, and there's a cause and effect for what they are creating, and that is going to be an adverse effect on you, in my opinion. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay. Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Hando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And today is May the 14th, 2018. It's a Monday. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Now, here we go. I want to finish this real quick, and then we're going to get into how this affects. Here we go. Bolton was asked would they actually do sanctions against EU, European Union countries for doing business with Iran. Bolton said it's possible. Depends on the conduct of their governments. The rationalization, the rationale for getting out of the deal is it was contrary to the American national security interest when we got into it, and it hadn't got any better with age. Doesn't matter. An agreement is an agreement once you got into it. Now, all of their deals, everyone should break all of their deals with the U.S. It's the breach of contract. It doesn't matter once, you know, you can't, once you have an agreement, that's it. Regardless of, you should have brokered a better deal for you. But I don't think that that would, it didn't matter, because that is really the setup for what the system wants so that they later on can show that they was lying. Now, goes on. Bolton suggests that the United States sanctions could not put pressure. Let me move this down. Bolton suggested that the U.S. sanctions could put pressure on the EU to pull out of the agreement as well. Here's the catch right there. They want other countries to pull out, because if no one else pulls out, guess what the U.S. has? Has a major, major, major global crisis on their hands. They become irrelevant right away. They lose their global relevancy. Now it doesn't matter what they do or what deals they're in. They're insufficient and no longer, they're null and void. What really matters is the global community doing business without the U.S. That's the critical part. And that means for you, everyone here, that means your quality of life and standard of living collapses immediately. That is the key to this whole thing. Bolton suggested that the United States sanctions could put pressure on the EU to pull out of the agreement as well. I think the Europeans will see that it is in their interest ultimately to come along with us. I think that that will sink in, and we'll see what happens then. What is going to sink in, ladies and gentlemen? Here's what's going to happen. The U.S., if they don't try to go, like right now, Germany is going to be pushing back. So what is the U.S. going to do? Sanction Germany and then start having terrorist acts happening over there. They're going to try to push them either by they're going to ask them, then they're going to tell them, then they're going to try to make them. They're going to ask them and get told no. They're going to tell them, they're going to get told no. Then they're going to try to make them, and they're going to get told no. Remember, here's the key to this whole thing. The real target in this is twofold. Number one target is not Iran. Not Iran. The number one target is Germany. This is how the political maneuvering is really. The real target of the Iranian breaking the Iranian deal was Germany. Here's why Germany. Germany tried to repatriate their gold from the U.S. If Germany stays in the deal, guess what? The U.S. can sanction Germany, and those sanctions can then lie in not giving them back the rest of the gold. You think Germany don't know this? Remember when they were spying on Germany and Merkel got mad that Obama was spying on them and everything else? And the real target. The target is Iran, but the primary target is Germany. Notice Germany did not go along with the Friday the 13th attack on Syria. Germany didn't participate. Why didn't Germany participate? Because Germany knows who the real aggressor is and what's really being done. And they're trying to twist Germany's arm, and they're trying to coerce Germany to save face and come along with them. And Germany's not going to do it. That means war with Germany. And they're starting to realize that they're going to lose Germany, so they better try to grab as many as they can. Hear what they said. I think the Europeans will see that it is in their interest ultimately to come along with us. What does that mean? They're going to try to put pressure on them, the sanctions, and they're going to threaten them. And what did the overall president of the EU say? Man, we need to get rid of the United States. And what did Merkel say last week? The U.S. can no longer protect the interests of Germany. What does that mean? That means that the U.S. is the purveyor of their overall threats. The U.S. is threatening them. And when that happened, what do you think Russia and China said? Oh, yeah. Told you it was going to happen. You should have been all over with us a long time ago. You know what Merkel's going to do? Who I actually think is probably a blood relative of Hitler himself. That's just my opinion. I have no proof of that. But she dare going sure look like him. But you know what she's going to do? You know what Germany's going to do? They're going to go right along with Russia and China. And when they pull Europe that way, when they pull that way, all of Europe is going to start to pull that way, and it's going to divide Europe. This is huge on the war. And it says, I think that the Europeans will see that is in their interest ultimately from their threats. And I think this will sink in. What will sink in? First, they're going to threaten them. Then they're actually going to hit them with different forms of attack economically. This is why Deutsche Bank is dropping 20% of its U.S. Workforce here. Ultimately drop everybody. Oh, man, this is a tangled web. And Germany knows that it's the target is on them. So what is Germany going to do? Okay, cool. This is what we do. We're going to target their butts back. Germany, in my opinion, is going to go along with the EU in sanctioning the United States along with China, Russia, and Iran, and everyone else. And then they're going to do a blockade. This is why the Second Fleet was so hastily put back together, because it's not just Russia that they're going to be worrying about. It's going to be the united front against the United States that they're worrying about, known as the BRIC nations, and all of the other ones are significant nations, military nations. So the U.S. is not only threatening Germany, it's just one of the parts, it's all of Europe. Guess what? Britain, too. Guess what? India, too. India does business with Iran for oil. And the U.S. is now, this is when the bully has no power anymore, and they're going to take a last punch at everybody, and the rest of them and say, you know what? We've been waiting for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, the bully's like, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you know that Shia Cleric just became the prime minister in Iraq, and so you know that Iran is mostly Shia too, and so mm-hmm. I see Iraq possibly kicking them out the country pretty soon.
Yep, I see Iraq going that way too. They all will have to go that way because the U.S. is no longer relevant. They don't need the U.S. to be able to eat. Here's where the U.S. lost all of its influence. It wasn't able to bribe countries anymore. When the U.S. lost its ability to bribe countries, it lost its overall relevance to stay as the briber. Now the U.S. is going to be divided up, and they're going to be using the U.S. as the token of bribery. You want California? Here's what I want from you. This is huge. This is a global push that's going across the... And the system actually wants it to happen because the system knows it's going to bring about a big war where a lot of people will be killed. And when they kill a lot of people off through depopulation, then it's over. It's easier to control the population then. Because you'll have influence with them. It's hard to control a bunch of what they call a bunch of nuts. People that just won't go along with the program. Can you just go along with the program? I would say never do that. because unless you're the one that's writing the program and putting the moral compass into the program, why are you having faith in somebody else's moral compass and what they want in there? They're definitely going to write you as they're beneath them. They're definitely going to write into position that they have dominion over you. Think they're going to share anything with you? That's naive. History. The events of the past don't bear out that being true. You're going to be exploited. So now it's Germany, it's the UK, and it's France. But it's also other European countries as well. So the article goes on. I think that'll sink in once they start to hit. And we'll see what happens then. That is the key part of it right there. We'll see what happens then. They know they're not going to get everybody involved. They know that NATO has already been broken and ruptured. They know the U.S. has no influence. That's why the U.S. uses overall leverage with the Nazis inside the Ukraine to overthrow the overall elected government of the Ukraine to put the Nazis in place in Kiev, and now they're losing that position as well. Those were Nazis the U.S. put in and supported. I mean, full-fledged, card-carrying, professing Nazis. But see, we say, oh, it's, you know, the U.S., we, and then we talk about the U.S., and we talk about the U.S. as from a terms of we. I have nothing to do with the U.S. That corporation does what it wants. I don't align my overall convictions to the U.S. Why would you ever say we? Yes, they take your children and take you and put you in places that best serve them. And so at some point, at some dawn time, we're going to have to stop letting them take the children and stop being placed that best serves them. Because it don't serve you. They done got two lives and you ain't got none. They got your life and theirs. So now, article goes on. Trump announced his decision to withdraw from the nuclear from the Iranian nuclear agreement on May the 8th, almost 3 years after the deal formally called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was agreed upon. The U.S. also confirmed the U.S. will reimpose sanctions against Iran. Let me rephrase that. That they would reimpose sanctions against everybody else in the world that doesn't go along with them. It doesn't go along with their agreements. Doesn't go along with what they want to do. And I'm going to tell you something. The celebrity figurehead Donald Trump was the perfect minion to put into place to bring that about. Celebrity figurehead Obama was the perfect one to broker that overall agreement, that perfectly flawed agreement, so it can be broken. System has its interests served in all of the publicized directions. Article goes on. Iran heavily criticized Trump's decision, claiming the U.S. never kept to the international obligations under the deal. Iranian president described the White House move as psychological warfare, adding that it was a war with, adding that it was a war the United States would not win. Adding it was a war the United States would not win. And I would say psychologically nor physically will the United States win this. Absolutely right. Because they know. And see, it's important for them to say what the outcome is going to be so later on they can show validation and say, hey, we told you, now you need to be looking at us because we brought this, and this is where they're going to get all of their people to worship them even more, and all is well, and the U.S. will be gone. And the overall subjugation and enslavement paradigm has just gotten stronger. And as it starts to get weaker, whoever the overall predominant beacon of freedom is going to be, whether it's going to be China or whatever, they're going to blow that light out too. And they're going to light another one. The next one, I think, is going to come out of Africa. the next beacon of freedom that we'll have, about 100 to 150 years of beacon of freedom reign in full, just like the U.S. had. And as it goes on, the U.S. will be pushed further and further back to become completely irrelevant until it'll only be in the ancient, ancient history book like Atlantis and all this other stuff. It's just what I'm seeing. Next part of the article. France, Germany, and the U.K. issued a joint statement expressing regret the U.S. decision and reiterated their continual commitment to the deal. You hear what they just said. France and Germany and the U.K., reiterated their continued commitment to the deal. That continued commitment means you're going to war against the U.S. And yep, they are. They absolutely are. Here's why this is so important, why this is so relevant. This is the piece. If those countries stay in the Iranian deal, which everyone is saying, hey, we should stay in the deal, those countries that stay in the deal will be subject to overall sanctions from the U.S., and not only sanctions, ladies and gentlemen, they're also subject to military intervention and attacks. Think about it. And how are they going to do it? This is how they're going to do it. They're going to start a war with Iran, and they're going to say, you either with us or without us. And what is the rest of the world going to have a problem? They're going to say, the rest of the world is going to say, wait a minute, you illegally invaded Syria. You illegally started this war with Iran, who was agreeing, who was doing all the things in the deal, and you lied to say about this, this, and this. So no, we're not going in this war with you because you're the purveyors of the war. And you know what the U.S. is going to say? You're either with us or you're against us. And since you're against them, here's what's going to happen. We're attacking everything, all of the infrastructure that Iran has throughout the world. And where's some of that infrastructure going to be? It's going to be in Germany. And the U.S. is going to hit them with cyber attacks and everything else, and it's going to destabilize their economy, and it's going to destabilize their overall government. So what is Germany going to have to say, do? Just like Japan. Because of the economic sanctions, because they're trying to choke us out and starve us out, we have no choice but to attack. It's bad. And because of that, Germany is already backing and supporting Putin in Russia. Have to. There's an article that I posted. Russia Insider. With Merkel's backing, Putin could save the Iranian deal. With Merkel's backing, Putin could save the Iranian deal. Let me put it to you this way. With Germany and Russia supporting to save the Iranian deal, and working together, they got rid of the U.S. Real quick, in the wake of Donald Trump's unsurprising decision to scuttle the Iranian nuclear core, two countries that may be most in the hot seat are Germany and Russia. The big question is now whether their mutual discomfort leads to them finding a common cause. What's their mutual discomfort? Is the U.S. sanctioning Russia? Now they're actively sanctioning Germany. They've been sanctioning Germany for a while. This is why Germany told them to give them their gold back, and they said nope. And in order to do that, now they have to ostracize Germany and demonize Germany so they can't get their gold back. Angela Merkel's plight is especially painful. Not only are the Germans' extensive business links with Iran at risk thanks to Trump's decision to reapply sanctions, but Germany's chancellor's political fortune has taken a beating thanks to years of American... Move this down. Oh, man, my daggone computer. In Libya, the then Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, devoted 2 weeks during the 2011 Arab Spring to persuade Qatar to join the anti-Qaddafi coalition, only to stand by and watch as the oil-rich Emirates seized the opportunity to distribute some of its $400 million to the murderous rebels spreading anarchy from one end of the country to the other. The result was a failed state that soon turned into a jump-off point for hundreds of thousands of desperate refugees making their way to Germany and other parts of the European Union. Why is that so important? See, the U.S. knew for years that they had to get in a war with Germany, and they had to do this, and these were the steps that were being taken, because once Germany asked for their gold back, they became public enemy number one, because asking for their gold back was just like dropping the dollar. And the U.S. has always had a policy, you going to drop the dollar? Oh, you want gold back? Because the golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. So you're trying to deleverage the U.S. in their position of power. That's an act of war. So we're engaging in war with you. No, it's not a declaration of war, but it's going to lead to a declaration of war. And you know what Germany said? Bring it. Because we outmaneuvered you. We're going to get the global community behind us to sanction you, because your arrogance has left you vulnerable. And your immoral colonization have left you no ground to stand on, with only enemies all around you. Water everywhere and nothing to drink. Played perfectly by Germany. The remarkability, Clinton did the same thing a few months later in Syria by teaming up with Saudi Arabia and Qatar and other Arab Gulf states to fund what would soon become a full-scale Islamic invasion. The upshot, more murder and mayhem, more refugees and more terrorism when ISIS, funded by the Saudis in Qatar, according to no less than authorities than Clinton herself. Decision to extend the jihadis to Paris, Brussels, Manchester, Barcelona, Berlin started in November of 2015. As if it wasn't enough, Washington, irritated its German partners by opposing the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline in Rosso, Germany project headed by ex-chancellor, then under Trump, by pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord last June. This is the real setup. This is why I said the real target was Germany, because Germany is the backbone to the U.S. being able to have the overall economic and military and geopolitical position in the world. Without Germany there, the U.S. no longer is relevant. A bruised and battered Merkel, though, saw her shares of votes shrink by more than 20%. In last September's German Fed election, while the anti-immigrant alternative saw its portion more than double. Now Trump's decision is to dump the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action as the Iranian nuclear deal is formally known is making matters worse, much worse. First, Israel took advantage of the move to launch its biggest attack on Syria since 1973, Yom Kippur War, raising prospects that Middle East chaos may be poised for yet another upsurge. Then the U.S. ambassador showed what America really thinks of his German partner by tweeting, U.S. sanctions will target critical sections of the Iranian economy. Germany companies doing business in Iran should wind down operations immediately. So, let me just say this, and then in the next part of the show, we're going to say how this affects. Summing this all up, what is happening, folks, is that World War III has already started, and is not by the contents that you think. I think that the only allies that the U.S. will ultimately have is going to be very, very few, and those very few would be the overall very small and irrelevant state of Israel. Because without the U.S., the Hitler state of Israel would not exist, and they're surrounded by all enemies, and there will be no supplies. The U.S. military is in a position of complete disadvantage. Here's why the U.S. military is in a complete position of disadvantage. They won't be able to resupply themselves. Doesn't matter if you got a Ferrari, but he ain't got no gas. Doesn't matter if you got a Ferrari with gas, but you ain't got no oil. Doesn't matter if you got a Ferrari with gas and oil, but you ain't got no tires. All you have is an expensive paperweight that is going to be taken from you, and they're going to provide the gas or the oil or the tires that's needed, but it's going to be driving in a different direction. The U.S. military is overextended. And it's overextended because it is a military's, and its doctrine is to push and to invoke the U.S. agenda against the world. The bad thing about that is, sorry, Army, you ain't in Kansas anymore. Sorry, Navy, this ain't the Gulf of Mexico. Sorry, Marines, this ain't Camp Lejeune or Camp Pendleton that you just got dropped off in. And now you'll never go back. Very, very easy to beat an overextending military. You cut off its supply lines and it will starve. It will not be able to move and not be able to defend itself, regardless of the technology that it has. No supplies, no way to stay alive. So, you got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, talk about how this plays into your life. And how this affects our community, affects our families. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Oh, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So would love to hear from you. And would love to hear from you, so give us a call. All right, so this is all a stage performance, everyone. This is all a part of the agenda. And the agenda is to, in my opinion, to have the controllers of global resources tell its overall corporations known as government, give them their fraternal government orders on how to control the people, and they're doing just that. And this is all part of a depopulation program by way of war and a blood sacrifice that will give the system even more position and power. And until we start to think of it that way, there isn't anything that the system will ever create that will be beneficial to you. They know nothing about giving anything to you. They're always going to be taking away because they have an insatiable appetite for power. They don't understand the power of love. They just love power. And power means dominion, and dominion over you, the fruits of your labor, and the overall ability to enslave those that you have yet not named before they come into existence. Because they have to replace them with anything that they can stand on their own, and their own overall spiritual discernment. They have to get them indoctrinated and schooled into getting on their knees and obeying the demigods. And this has been the agenda for a very, very long time, and they've been doing things to put everything in position for that to expand itself. And this overall deal is the war deal. It's the declaration of war deal. Because now the U.S. will be able to sanction everybody. And I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nobody going to put up with it. Here's what's going to happen here. This is why you have the trade wars. Because it is all about currency wars that lead to trade wars that lead to shooting wars. The U.S. lost the trade, the currency war, lost the trade war, and will lose the shooting war. Here's how it's going to affect you here. Countries are going to sanction the U.S. by not declaring sanctions, but guess what they're going to do? They're not going to do business. See, now this gives precedence for them to get out of agreements. This gives precedence for the rest of the world to look over the agreements that they have with the United States and say, hey, this has not been a good deal for us, just like the Iranian deal wasn't good for you. So we're going to get out of this one as well. But it's not going to just be one country. It's not going to be China, who now has a blue navy, who just launched its first internationally built aircraft carrier, which is doing sea trials right now. Oh, I'm pretty sure that they got other ones, too, that's just not been admitted. And you know what the U.S. would say? Oh, we didn't know about that one. That just popped up out of it. It came out of their mountains in the sea, and they built four. They got four of them. No. Four more. Not total of four, but four more. Total of six. Oh, shoot. Russia got three more? Did you all know that Ford can't get parts for their trucks anymore? So because they can't get it anymore, they're talking about scratching out the F-150 truck series? This is the world putting the squeeze on the U.S. And we're going to start to see things start to disappear. Well, I thought that was American. I thought didn't know that how you defeat a bully is you don't feed him. If he ain't got no lunch from the money that he stole by stealing lunch money, guess what? He going to be hungry and vulnerable. The world is going to be choking the U.S. out slowly, and it's going to be a very, very difficult, suffocating demise. And that's going to affect you. It's going to affect your dinner table. It's going to affect your overall quality of life. The other countries will start sanctioning. And they're going to sanction the U.S. by doing this. They're not stupid. They're going to sanction the U.S. this way. They're going to say that they got new trade deals that exclude the U.S. dollar. Uh-oh. You know how many of those are popping up all over the world? Germany was the one that started. Germany was one of the biggest countries, was actually the keystone to all of that happened when Germany made a deal and India made a deal with Iran. India made a deal with Iran, gold for oil. Y'all remember that? And then what happened? Somebody sent a deal to India. Hey, man, we can end your problems. We can end your problems with China. We can end your problems with Pakistan. We can end, because we all globally have a problem with the United States. Join this alliance known as BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and South Africa. Get on the new belt, one road, one belt. The new silk trade, one belt, one road initiative. The Asian infrastructure, the Asia infrastructure. I forgot what it is. AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Initiative Bank. I think it is. I forgot what the other I. AIIB, the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank. Sorry about that. Become part about that. Sorry, y'all. Got so much. Be forgetting some of the acronyms. And all, guess who these countries that was getting involved in it? Japan wanted to be a founder. The UK, Germany, France, India. The U.S. tried to put out the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What did that do? Get X-made. Because that's nothing more than American colonialism. You don't want those deals no more. So all of these countries are making deals with themselves. That means they ain't making a deal with you and the U.S. And then that means that you become the buyer of last resorts for the U.S. And you know what the U.S. is going to do? They're going to hit you with all kind of taxes. Because they're going to say, we got a war now, and we got to fund that. We got to protect our boys. We got to protect our heroes. How are you protecting them when you're propagating illegal wars? You're just using them. Like Kissinger said, soldiers are dogs that we use for our overall agenda. And people still, and when we find this stuff out, people still sign up and they stay in. Because they think there's no other option. There is no other option because we haven't created any. We follow the options that were given to us. That's why there's nothing else for us to do. Because we're playing by their rules. When the rest of the world starts sanctioning you, you ain't getting no iPhone. The food will be rancid and very, very, and not delivered. Here's why it won't be delivered. Where are your parts coming from for the trucks? Okay, so they're going to try to say they're going to open up manufacturing all over the country. Yeah, and you believe them. And where do you think that overall manufacturing product is going to be used for? It's going to be used for one thing and one thing only. It's really going to be used for the war, and there ain't going to be enough time to get that all up. And they're going to choke you out because you're choking everybody out because they don't want people to have trades. They don't want people to be able to defend for themselves. They don't want people to be able to create with their hands. They don't want people to have trades. They want people to have a job. Because a job can be given a pink slip at any time. When you create intrinsic value of having a trade, you know what your pink slip is? When you punch out of here and make the great transformation. When you have a real trade, stop sending these young people to schools, to these colleges, where they're not learning anything other than being of how to regurgitate what the overall manual tells them to do. Send these babies to trade schools so that they can learn something and they'll never, ever need a job. But it's going to be difficult because I'm going to tell you, everyone that will be hiring them will have a job, and those that have jobs won't be able to afford to hire them. But still, your intrinsic knowledge is critical. The rest of the world is going to be completely ignoring the U.S. economically, geopolitically, and militarily. The U.S. will strike, they'll shoot down their missiles and send them back home. Go on home. If you shoot again, we're going shoot the platform down that you use. Now you ain't got that aircraft carrier no more. Okay, then we're going to break off all the supply lines. Now your army don't matter that you invaded Syria. You just brought nothing but new equipment for the Syrians to come in and walk in and take. Soldiers ain't got no water, ain't got no food. They won't last long in the desert at all. Do you know how important it is to supply a forward advancing army, a forward garrison army, or a forward invading force? You know their tanks ain't got no kind of gas mileage. Your cars here ain't got no kind of gas mileage, and you're going to send it off into a fighting zone? Where are you going to get the supplies? Where's the oil going to be coming from? Where's the gas, the diesel going to be coming from? History has proven you bring down Rome by allowing it to have more military bases and housing those military garrisons to overall perpetuate its overall military might. And what it does is it makes it fragilely weak because you can't resupply. Because conquering nations never, ever wins. Defending your borders does. What I mean by your borders, and I'm not talking about the borders that man puts on the map. I'm talking about borders that are never common anymore, talked about or nurtured. The borders of within what we will do and what we won't do, because this is not sovereign and this is not in our best moral interest. Those borders. I will defend my sovereignty. I will defend my self-preservation, my self-determination. And I will defend myself from somebody else telling me what to do today and for whom to do it for. The rest of the world sanctions by not carrying out sanctions. They don't need to do that. That's old school. That's the old way. What they do now is they just do deals with one another, and in doing those deals, they don't need to buy. They don't need to use your currency to make it to make the deal done. They use themselves and not you. And they do what I've been saying we need to be doing to the whole system. You just ignore it and take its overall, take your energy away from it, and watch the weight of its depression, the weight of its oppression, suffocate it. I was serious, folks, when I said that it's high time that we just have a week, a couple of days where we don't give our energy to the system. Walk away from it. Without any terms, without any petitions, without any permits. Just say, nah, I'm not going to pay attention to you today. I'm not going to give you any energy. Treat a spoiled child the way it should be treated. Ignore it. Not going to pay no bills. I'm not going to do this and do that. And watch how fragile the system crumbles around itself from its own oppressive tyranny that it wanted to project on you Now you've actually created the leverage that all of that weight slides right back onto them. And it's so heavy and so few of them, they'll break. Oh, believe me, they will pull out all kinds of their Trump cards and everything else. Still won't work because you can't attack anyone. There's no leadership. It's the people's will. They no longer will obey. They no longer will play by their rules, and they're gone. That's what the rest of the world is going to be doing to the U.S., and watch how quickly it crumbles. Your economy here that you are so dependent on is going to crumble. You better stop depending on this economy. You better go back to what really, really works. Self-determination, sovereignty, and those things are critical. But listen, we got to get ready to get out of here. Melanated Roots will be coming on right after Tando Radio Show. The choice has always been ours. And I cherish the day when we choose to no longer be the slaves of the system. But it's even greater than not being the slave is to refuse the king's crown and to reign. Because everything that we've been taught about the overall kingdom and the reigning kings and queens has all been a mythological lie to maintain the dominion control over you. Collective prudence is how this universe works. And that is what we need to get back to. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And as we always say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out. But before we do that, Scotty, did you have something before, or are you just opening up for us to get out of here?
Yeah, I'm just opening up to play the music.
Okay. All right. So much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you be so kind to chime us out, greatly appreciate you, bro. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.